It's probable, it may be that I get a view of this way because of the way the camera appeared, but I don't only think it's fair. And he knows. I imagine for anybody's health, for almost anybody's life, maybe Johnson, not so much, but sort of a, maybe 50 or 60% of the things that you're prepared for are really substantive. And when you really read through this, most of it is badgering. And that's what it'll be. Badgering, twisting, distorting. And you know what I mean? And so they don't want the press conference for personal information. They get the goddamn information about Ziegler. And we put up a god, you know. And so on. But
it'll be interesting.
I've got a very hard line on. How about that? I don't believe we should have. I don't want to have any couple of press conferences. I may feel that a confrontation with the press is a good thing, but look upon it solely that way. But I think it's good to keep on my mind just to burn the matches right to the core to have this. It'll burn them. You know, the funny thing is that they say they like it in the office. They agree with them.
I think you're right. I don't think they do.
I don't think they do. They say that because they've got to maintain. Well, no, I tell you, I must say, Chuck Bailey, I mentioned it. He's sort of a kind of a guy that I like that he's a good kind of guy. He only gets a chance to ask questions and so forth. But none of the television people like it, and I think a lot of the news guys like to have the be on television. Confrontation.
I think you got some guys, Bailey, and you know, got Kilpatrick, Carol Kilpatrick.
It's an old pro. The old pro.
The wire service guys, I think, would rather have it in the office. They got a few questions they want to cover.
Yeah. I'm continually struck by that fact. I read the goddamn book, and I just keep trying. Do you have questions? Well, some of them are legit. How do you agree? How's the... People are good.
Very helpful to our people. The strict Florida schools, in fact, they just want to know what handle something that they don't have to be on the
Of course, always is true. apply. I want to be very careful about doing televised.
Whereas there you can.
It's pretty hard there.
From an appearance viewpoint, you don't look good if you throw, if you don't do questions to the audience. There's no problem. Because they know what problem is. Pretty much got it.
TV, you've got to appear candid, open, you know every answer, and you don't dodge it. And I have, I mean, I answer, I dodge them. And on the other hand, it's a dangerous thing. And difficult. Very difficult to stand there and be badgered by a bunch of jackals. Not dodge the question or get a country trouble. Mainly that's so you can do it. It took a lot of footwork to handle it, some of the big traffic. A hell of a lot of footwork.
That's harder. Press conference, isn't it?
Oh.
But again, he's got his own, he's got his plan laid out there. The press conference is haphazard. He can do a certain.
They get together though, Don.
Yeah, they do some event. That one time, particularly, I remember asking about the.
Right.
Yeah, I was looking at the Novak thesis, which will be started. starting to develop as well. This guy, he makes the point that Muskie was trying to solve this problem by appearing to be, in his rhetoric, to be middle of the road, but in his substance, to move to the left, because the left, look at the you know, where you really are on this workshop. He made a speech about it, but it wasn't much noticed, and that's what he wanted. And what he was after was to satisfy his left-wing critics without alienating his middle-of-the-road people.
Yeah, so make it appear that basically Muskie's sort of a good patriot supporting the president.
That's right.
But make sure to get it, maybe he's cousin now.
I've already probably...
Or maybe get the point you take.
Absolutely, so that's a very good idea.
But Novak then says that my move was intentional in order to force Muskie's position so that he could have the best of both worlds. Now he's in the position of either he's forced to the left publicly as well as
substance.
And
very open.
Or he has to move off of his position. And Novak says he thinks it's a diabolically clever move.
Well, the point is that Muskie now is put in direct opposition. But the whole point is whether people think he is more for peace than I am, or whether he has to see. That's the thing, Bob, I try to get across to people. That's, you can't let him get away with that.
And get that they're for peace and you're for war.
And that's why I always say my peace plan is so over. I don't think that'll work. Particularly, you want to remember, no matter how much they've had in the news, the notion of Muskie, this and that, the other thing, they didn't reach 70 million people with one shot. And Hawkins was sterling into the goddamn microphone.
Right?
Absolutely. And incidentally, this shot tonight is going to get more than Muskie. And although the network commentators have been counting it for days.
Not his position, I think his position. If you ask people, they wouldn't know what it must be worth.
Goes to Camp David with him.
How about these people?
No, I'm going to leave those here.
John Rogan's asking whether you had any conversation with Hugh Scott during the past week on bicentennial.
With regard to your inquiry, Scott said that at breakfast, he said the bicentennial had just thought it was going to come off, and sure hoped it would, and so forth. And I said, well, you know, we picked it up here, but it got a hell of a lot. He said, well, I think we're getting it going or something. That was all. Just a little stuff like that. Why, you mean we're going to try to get off the hook? Oh. Yeah. Does Rizzo want it or not want it? It's up to him. The thing for you to do, and you do this, say that you've just talked to me, that the senator just mentioned to me at breakfast, you know, his interest in the thing. But that you, at my request, are calling him and just say that the president wants to do whatever Mr. Rizzo wants us to do, and that it really is something to come. We will take his lead. If we want us to, we'll go very strongly in that direction, money and so forth. But that it be, but we want him to analyze it, do what is in his best interest, and that we'll play his game, that he's to call the signals. Tell him, obviously, Scott and others will raise this with me because they have previously. But that I deliberately, that I've, for his information, finessed it. And I said, well, we're looking into it. Just so he gets it, he just knows who's got the horses, huh? Yeah. Great. But I think they all want it. Maybe we don't want them to have it. Yeah, this idea, I think we'll screw it of having all 50 states, but, because I constantly emphasize California is 100 Wyoming. And that's one of the rock. I explained that for all of them. I said, well, differences in some places than others, and several things, but I